Hello again. Thank you for rejoining this lecture. There's no such thing as EPR. There's the practice of public relations, and there is the internet. The internet is directly significant to most people and influences everyone directly or indirectly, however remote, and of every age. There are about 1.2 billion people who use the web. Today, our government, public services, defence, commerce and social activities cannot operate without the use of the internet. To achieve the simplest objectives, practitioners use the internet. That means that public relations has to be involved and has to use it. Organisations are best known, and mostly known, because of their internet presence. The presence is a major asset for many, if not most, organisations. It is an asset that is only partly in the control of the company. Some of this presence is created by the company in the form of websites, entries in portals and discussion lists, etc. The presence is in response to the need to be visible to attract customers, employees and suppliers, to be evident to services and regulators and many other stakeholders. Companies have a wide range of presence, for example, in the form of hidden content, often in databases, which is accessed by people online as they buy, sell and add their information via the web. This content is added by the internet. This is done when people create hyperlinks, when search engines index web pages, and when other technologies link the organisation with other internet services. In addition, there is a range of media that links to the organisation. This includes email, Usenet, personal or interest groups, including NGOs, and when people comment about the organisation online. Add to this content in websites, email, search engine data, blogs, podcasters, wikis, chat, discussion lists, Usenet, and a host of other online properties, and the digital itself can be very expensive. And this digital self is a corporate asset. A lot of it has been created by people over which the organisation has no control. It can have, and in many instances, a considerable influence, and this is the role of the public relations practitioner. We cannot avoid the effect of the internet. We need a big digital footprint across a range of internet channels for communication for our brand to survive. A lot of the organisation's presence is created by third parties. It is part of the public relations role to understand, manage, take part and influence these many influences on the corporate digital asset. This podcast is hosted by Our Media at www.ourmedia.org on the Internet Archive. And the background music to the podcast is by Alexei Nov, called The Space Runaway, and is provided via the PodSafe Music Network at http://music.podshow.com.